Listening Library presents A Prom to Remember by Sandy Hall. Read for you by M. Eldridge. Chapter 1. Cora. In general, prom committee meetings bred their own special kind of suffering. The decision over where and when to hold the prom took a year. The menu planning nearly ended some friendships. The debate over the prom song brought the committee to a grinding halt for a full month. Each time there were tears, stormouts, and once even some bloodshed. To be fair, the bloodshed was technically a paper cut. So maybe it wasn't all that dramatic. But it felt that dramatic to Cora Wilson. Being in charge was not all it was cracked up to be. As she sat at the front of the classroom and called the meeting to order, she held back a yawn until her eyes started to water. She just didn't have the energy today. It was bad enough coming back to school after April break, but it was even worse to have a prom committee meeting first thing in the morning before school even started. Rows of exhausted faces stared back at Cora until Luke Martinez yawned, and she couldn't hold hers back even one more minute. "Are we boring you?" Amelia Vaughn asked from her spot in the third row. "I thought we had something serious to discuss." Cora shook her head and got back to the task at hand. "The biggest thing we need to do today is decide how we want to deal with prom king and queen." There was a groan from the group, and Cora couldn't be sure, but she thought their advisor, Ms. Wong, perhaps groaned the loudest. Amelia stood, blonde hair gleaming even in the unforgiving fluorescent lights, and her sycophants grinned up at her.
"I think we need to keep the tradition of king and..."